Welcome to Soap Dish. Hello to Florida and Luann Persha. How are you, Luann?
Hey, Mark, I'm doing great on this lovely Thursday here. It's a beautiful day, and I'm feeling great. I just got a one-hour massage from Stephanie
over
the noon hour, and I'm so relaxed and limber, and I love my massages, so that felt great.
Me too. Me too. As you get older and older, the better they are, I think.
For sure, for sure.
Well, let's talk Young and Restless.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's first talk about Ashley. So she's been having these, I call them blackout episodes, because she's like, she just kind of gets confused, doesn't know where she is. And, I mean, for blocks of time. Now, she recently had this thing the other day where she was out all night. And this was after she talked to Tucker. And she came home the next morning, the way it looks, and she looked a little disheveled. I thought maybe she was out drinking or something. But
I know. Yes. And Tracy was very concerned, with good reason, because she is seeing some different things with Ashley as the two sisters are talking. And, you know, Ashley and Jack, they're more arguing when they're discussing, you know, what's going on with her, and especially that includes Tucker. And, you know, Tracy voiced her concerns to Jack that morning that, you know, our sister didn't come home last night, and that's kind of unusual. And Jack is like, butt out of it. You know, Ashley wants her space, and, you know, we don't want to come down too hard on her. You know, and then after Jack left, Ashley walks in and looks like she had really hung one on the night before.
Yeah, she did.
And, you know, and that was the first time Ashley really voiced her confusion to Tracy, like, I have no clue how I ended up there. And there's periods of where I'm here at home, and all of a sudden I'm across town. Don't know how I got there. And, you know, Tracy was trying to ask her, you know, did you get drugged or did you get drunk? Were you assaulted? And she said, no. And then it was like, did you spend the night with Tucker? No. And Ashley's like, I have no clue what I did. No clue.
Right. Yeah. So that's interesting, because it's finally, which I'm glad they're kind of bringing this storyline to a little bit of a head. But
Yeah, and you know, and how today's story, yesterday's story, I should say, kind of ended was, you know, Tracy and Ashley are sitting on the couch, you know, like, I'll go see a doctor. And then, you know, Tracy is saying, I think you need to see a psychologist too. And it's like, okay. Well, then she asked for a drink. And just that little time where Tracy got up to get her a drink, all of a sudden Ashley's alter ego, the teenage version of her, I would call it, is saying, oh, they're going to put us away. You can't let that happen. And I think Tracy saw something weird all of a sudden change with Ashley again, where it was like a pinky, you know, promise that we won't tell Jack, you know, what I shared with you. And then she was going up for a bubble bath, and all of a sudden again today she disappeared. So kind of different. Ashley, yeah. We'll see what happens and when it makes a head with Ashley to where she's at. She really is at her tipping point.
She is. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Tucker, let's bring him into the fold here. So
yes.
Tucker's trying to convince Ashley that it's over for him and to not pursue him. She keeps kind of trying to blow her off.
Mm-hmm.
But she goes into this different personality every time Tucker sees her. So he's seeing this super kind of assertive.
Yes.
Person that's not really her and what he's used to, but I think he's struggling a little bit with in that. First of all, he's concerned about her. I do believe that, even though he's a jackass.
Yeah.
But he's also, I'm not sure he's over her yet either.
Right. I don't think so either. But, you know, he sees the alter ego that's more aggressive for Ashley.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, and you've already mentioned our next bullet, but that is that Jack is trying to stay out of Ashley's life, which is new.
Yes.
You know, he's been involved in trying to figure out what's going on with her for quite a while. And now, all of a sudden, you know, he's staying out of it, which is interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, and he had an argument with Tucker also.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
So let's talk too about next. Let's talk about Tucker. He's been turning on the charm. Now, isn't it funny? I mean, I'm sure you get a kick out of this too, but how Tucker can go from, like, I'm in love with Ashley to where I'm ready to marry her, give my whole life, you know, do all that, to Audra, like 48 hours later. And yesterday he wines and dines her. He must have taken over the restaurant downstairs, and he ends up whining and dining her. And then he pops the question. He asks her to marry him.
Wasn't that a shock?
It was. Even for Tucker, I was surprised.
Yeah. Audra was shocked too.
Yeah. Yeah. So Audra, I was proud of her today though, because today they went on with that story. That's kind of how it ended yesterday. And today they went on with that story. And today she's kind of questioning, which good for her. I mean, she's no dummy.
Yeah, she's,
you know, where's this coming from? I think that's the word she used. Where's this coming from?
Where is it coming from? And I give her credit for putting a stop to it.
Mm-hmm. She did. Yeah, she did. Well, we'll see, Luann. Now, after that, they're dancing and he's romancing her.
Yeah, I know. And Audra is a smart chick. And
she is.
She's feeling something like you said, why all of a sudden, you know?
Right.
Why? And
why?
And Tucker was surprised too, I think, that she did push back. And it's like, no, I'm not ready for this, you know? And maybe what we have is good. You know, maybe this is what we'll always have. But I was surprised. She was surprised. You were surprised. I think a lot of the viewers were surprised that he proposed quickly, too. Yeah, that quickly. You know, and I think a lot of it was because Devon has really miffed him a lot. And Tucker and Devon even said, you really have no one in your life. You know, you've pushed everyone away. And maybe that had Tucker thinking, you know, Audra's always been in my corner. I shouldn't let this one get away. You know, she's always been there for me.
You could be right, or it could just be evil Tucker and he's trying to get back at Ashley.
Yeah.
And or use her to manipulate his next plot.
Yeah.
I just don't trust the guy.
You don't trust it. I think it's very humbling for him though when Devon is honest with him.
I agree.
Yeah. It makes Tucker look inside himself and kind of go, yeah, I've got there's some things I could change.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Let's talk about Jordan. That's our big story.
Crazy Aunt Jordan.
Crazy Aunt Jordan. She's on the loose. She's on the loose, and you and I talked a little bit about that last time, but we saw her reappear yesterday with this, and I think I texted you and said, check out the disguise. My God, is that corny?
Yeah, that was...
It's got these fake beards.
It's just like,
it's like tape on a beard, and wow.
Yeah, I know. It looks like a very disheveled man. You know, it's just like, wow.
Or a man in the middle of a change.
A man, you know, yes. Change. Perhaps.
Perhaps. All right, we won't go there. But anyway, so she ends up buying a martini and has it delivered to the table where Nikki is. They're all in the bar. And they're... she has this martini delivered to the table where Nikki's talking to Jack for emotional support. And she said, what is this? She asked the bartender or the waiter, whoever brought it, and said, what is this? And he said, something vodka martini. And she's like, take it away. So Jordan's back.
Yeah.
She's back.
You know,
up to her usual evil.
Yes, right? She is. And, you know, and Jack, you know, and it's strange how Jordan is just kind of walking right in broad daylight, right past Nikki now. And Nikki is, you know, talking with Jack in the bar, and Jordan is overhearing everything that Nikki is pretty much saying, and how she orders the drink and walks out. And Nikki's security detail were looking for a female, and you know they didn't know they should be looking for a male.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's right. All right. Nikki's going to start to wonder now. I read this, Luann. It was in done by our research department. Is that Nikki is going to start to wonder how Jordan is doing this all by herself? Which, and part of it is they said, how did she get out? You know, this person said, how did she get out of the handcuffs? How did she do this? How did she do that? And I'm like, that's actually pretty good. And they're setting us up to wonder. And I've got a super sudsy question for you later on this, so I don't want to go into too much detail, but.
Yes, because you know when we last saw Jordan in the hospital bed, granted she only had one arm handcuffed to the bed, but it's like how could a person get out of there and escape unnoticed? And you know, it was strange how Claire, you know, that on yesterday's episode or Tuesday's episode, how she. They were all looking for her, you know, because Victoria came back and she said, is Claire somewhere? And Victor said, no. And he said, well, I think she went to get some coffee. And it's like, she went to the coffee shop on her own and without any security detail or family with her. And it's kind of like, that's a little mysterious, you know, all of a sudden, not there.
That was the other thing. Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
She all of a sudden left. And it just so happens that during that time, Crazy Aunt Jordan escaped, yeah. And so that's why this person is wondering, which I think it's a valid thing looking at.
Yes.
Is she, and I've been on board with this for a while. I've been questioning whether Claire's legitimate. You know, she sure did recover fast from being batshit crazy.
Correct. And, you know, she's been very vocal, like, we should have let Jordan die. Yeah. And, you know, Victoria and especially Nikki was like, I don't want that on my hands. I could never do that.
Right.
And, it, you know, is it like Claire is making it sound like too much that it's like, well, I want her gone. And so that they think that she's gone, you know, in their, you know, they're supporting the Newmans.
Right.
And, but it'll be interesting where this storyline goes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. And they left us today with Nikki had a little pint of vodka hidden at home, and she started slugging on that when she got home from that meeting.
She held it close to her chest. Yeah. She loves that vodka.
She just went.
And poor Nikki, you know, it's like the perfect storm there. You know, she was all alone in her house, no Victor, and Aunt Jordan is, you know, out again.
Out and
does she have an accomplice? And you know, when today's episode too, Nikki was with Jack at the Abbott house, and Diane came home, saw them both sitting on the couch, and voiced, you know, her concern, you know, and maybe say, you know, it's probably I'm being petty jealous, you know, but, so Nikki had to leave. So yeah, poor Nikki, she gave in to temptation again today.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of funny speaking of Diane, Luann, because I do think that the day is coming where, when this storyline all kind of comes to a head, and they move on to new storylines, I can see Diane coming up too with her past, that they'll revisit that someday.
Yeah. There'll be a day of reckoning for her with that.
I think so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We don't, not all the shoes have dropped yet on that one. I think there's still some stuff in her background, that things that have happened that we're going to find out, and Jack's going to find out about.
If it's Tucker that might bring it up, but Tucker is so busy right now with Ashley and Audrey, he doesn't have time for Diane.
Poor Tucker's got his hands full, Luann.
He does. Yeah, his love life. I bet you do.
All right, so Danielle and Heather looks like they're going to be together. And Lily, this surprised me, Luann. I want to get your impression, but Lily was actually vindictful. She ends up firing both of them.
Oh, I know. Right on the spot.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, she does not feel bad about it. I mean, in her conversations today with Devon, because he said, you know, he even asked, do you think that was the right thing because of their gaming portion of their company needs Daniel.
Needs Daniel.
He created it. And she's like, yep, she has no regrets, you know. And Heather and Daniel are left to say, well, we've got each other now, but neither of us have a job.
Right. Now what?
Now what? Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we'll see where that goes. But if he stays with Chancellor Winters. Lily wants to keep him on board. She feels there's a place for him and that it would upset Jill if they got rid of Billy rather than
Billy.
Than he leaving on his own. But Devon and Billy just have they clash all the time.
You know, it's funny because I rarely, Luann, agree with Billy and where he's going with things because he's kind of a wild card and he's a wild man. But I do agree with him here when he preached at Devon, I think it was today, where he was telling him, you can't fire. I mean, you're firing these people without cause.
Yes,
Their line is wonderful. They're good employees. They're competent. You can't. Yeah. You can't get rid of them. You don't have any reason to.
I agree with you. And Billy was making sense. And I thought Devon is just kind of being obstinate right now. It's like, it's my way or no way. So,
and now Lily is in regards to this. Yeah.
And Lily is too. So we'll see, you know, like they said, and Lily said at the end of today's episode, Billy, are you really in this or are you going to get bored again and want to leave? You know, I need to know, are you serious about staying here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, that could be considered a valid concern in this case.
Mm-hmm. I think so too.
But he's been good. I mean, and he's making rational choices and decisions in his role. Mm-hmm. And so I actually agree with Billy, which is unusual.
Good. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Let's do super sudsy questions, Luann. I'm going to puzzle you with a few of these.
All right.
Maybe. Is there trouble brewing behind Kyle and, Kyle Abbott, I meant to say, and his mother, Diane?
Oh, I think so. You know, I think there is. And, you know, Diane did bring it up to Jack about, hey, what if Kyle and I switch, you know, positions? And I don't know if Jack is still on board with that, but Diane feels like Kyle is undermining her in certain ways. And, you know, and Kyle, I think he doesn't believe that his mother has the right stuff for that position. And that,
well, she sure as hell doesn't have the experience. And
she doesn't have
actually, when Jack did it, I'm like, really? Yeah. Jack, I mean, seriously, I mean, she has no business acumen in terms of that level of a position. And wow.
And Jack even asked Kyle about it. And Kyle said, well, I was making corrections to her for things that I thought would help it. And Jack said, yeah, that's good. You did that. But that's not your role. So,
right.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Well, whose is
where
it
that
then?
Goes. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, next question for you is, will Lily reconsider and take Heather and Daniel back to Chancellor Winters?
I don't think there's
a reckoning there?
Yeah, I would say no. The only thing is, if they can't find anyone to run that gaming portion of their company, she might have to relent and bring Daniel back. But I don't think she wants to bring Heather back.
I think what's going to happen is it's going to get ugly because Heather, she's a good attorney, I think, and she is going to represent Daniel, and they're going to go after his product and try to take it away from Chancellor Winters, saying it's his product, he wants
That's
it
true.
Back. And Billy agreed with him. They brought it up to Billy, and Billy agreed with that.
Yeah, you know, because it's proprietary kind of to him, you know, but it's, you know, he developed it under.
He signed off on it, you know what I mean?
Chancellor Winters, yeah. So I don't see her bringing them back, unless, like you said, through, you know, if they sue her or sue Chancellor Winters, or they need to have someone running that gaming portion.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right. So will Ashley actually go to a doctor and or psychologist, as Tracy suggested, to get her to get some mental health help?
She needs to, and I don't know if she'll go on her own. She might have to be taken there, you know, by Jack and Tracy. A moral support to bring her there, an intervention by them. It's like, we are going to do this. You have to do this, because I don't think Ashley will do it on her own. And her little alter ego, as long as that's still in play, is making her do unusual and different things that Ashley would never do. And they're going to begin seeing that more and more, that other side of Ashley, I think, and they're going to have to intervene for her.
I agree. I think you're right. All right. Is Ashley going to break up Audra and Tucker with her bizarre behavior?
Because Tucker, he could see there's some issue or problem going on with Ashley. And he even voiced that concern to Jack, and Jack said, get out of this. This is family. You shouldn't be involved in this. And Tucker said, Jack, your sister has a problem. And I think Tucker sees she has a problem. And he even shared that with Audra. And when Audra was talking with Sally, she said, yeah, Tucker is trying to tell me that Ashley has some problem. And both she and Sally said, well, Ashley's the most put together person. But then when Ashley was in the room again, as she told, said that Audra was a little bitch, then I think Audra could see something's off with Ashley. So, how she disappeared again today, it's kind of like she's sneaky and trying to get around and doesn't want her alter ego doesn't want help. But when she's herself, she realizes something is off and she was okay with going to see a doctor. So they'll have to try to be coaching her to do that when it's the real Ashley, not her alter ego.
Right. All right. Now the big question is Jordan working alone? What are your thoughts on this?
There's a part of me that says, I don't think she is. I mean, I think she is not working alone. That somehow she got out of the hospital, and you can't do that on your own like that. And, you know, all of a sudden she has a hotel room and a disguise. And even when she went to the hotel room, she's like, well, this place will do. So it was kind of like, well, you're the one who, if you had done it yourself, you would have rented it yourself and gone, okay, I'll just stay here. But it was kind of like somebody had picked that out for her. I think there's an accomplice somewhere. And we'll go on.
Is it Claire?
I'm thinking it's Claire, because are they still, prodding something to put together on this whole thing? The other thing I'm getting some, I was hearing in the talk, this, you know, a chatter on Facebook and stuff, is Cole. And, you know, because Cole was Eve's nephew, Claire's dad, and would he have some involvement in this? And he, I mean, he seems very honest and nice and sweet, and he's been so good during this whole time. And it's like, Cole, you know, so when I've been seeing his name pop up a few times now too. And I thought, Cole,
that's a good prediction, because I would say the Claire thing is almost too obvious. I think they're going to throw a curveball at us. And it will be something like that, because I didn't think of him, because he is so squared away and so.
Yeah. I mean, because I was thinking, gosh, maybe he would be a good influence on Victoria, you know, and they're now they're a little family again, and the too good to be true type thing. And there's something, there's some little plan going on in the background that I'm...
That we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know about, but hopefully it will come to fruition here soon and we'll figure out who's doing what and who's helping who.
Yeah, I agree. All right, that's all I've got for Super Sudsy questions, and you survived today, Luann.
Yes, thank you.
You were easy on me.
No, I don't. Yesterday's episode was so good. I thought, you know, you have three things going on. You have Audra getting the ring. You have Nikki getting a drink, you know, and what was the third thing I was going to say?
Showed up at the bar.
And Jordan showed up at the bar. Yeah. Oh, and Ashley. Yeah. Three things. And the Ashley
We got some juicy, sudsy storylines going on.
Yeah, right from now. Yesterday. I mean, yesterday's episode was packed full with Ashley, Audra, Tucker, and Aunt Jordan and Nikki.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. All right. That's all I got.
Well, great. And hey, I'm going to have to take a little poca siesta here for a couple weeks with podcasting because I'll be doing a cruise of the Panama Canal.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah, so I suppose we can't get you live from the Panama Canal.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it as our cruise ship is going up or coming down.
Or down. Yeah, that's interesting. I hope you record your soaps while you're gone.
Oh, I will. I'll keep on top of what's happening with our Genoa City family, and I'll look forward to podcasting with you again at the end of the month.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that'll be a lot of fun for you guys.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right. Until we dish again, keep it sudsy.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
And we're out.